Welcome to today's deep dive. Our mission for you today is exploring a pretty massive structural problem. Like, how does a complex government actually figure out if its policies are working? You know, rather than just blindly spending money and assuming the job is done.
Right, yeah. And we are looking at a foundational document that tries to solve exactly this. It's the South African presidency's policy framework for the government-wide monitoring and evaluation system, or GWMNE for short.
GWMNE, got it.
Yeah, it's basically a blueprint for shifting a sprawling bureaucracy's focus from just, you know, tracking budgets to actually proving real-world impact.
Which is huge.
Yeah.
And the entire framework really hinges on separating two concepts that usually get lumped together.
Yeah.
I mean, monitoring and evaluation, they sound so similar. They serve completely different functions.
Exactly.
Like, monitoring basically asks, are we doing things right? It is all about tracking inputs and tracking activities.
Right. Whereas evaluation asks the more existential question, which is, are we doing the right things? It measures the ultimate impact, you know, whether the results are actually sustainable.
Because without both, you just have this massive blind spot. I like to think of it, for you guys listening, like baking a cake.
Oh, yeah. That is a really good way to put it.
Right. Like, monitoring is basically verifying that you bought all the right ingredients, you measured the flour, you set the oven to the right temperature, you are operating efficiently.
Yeah, but evaluation is actually tasting the final cake to see if it is edible.
Exactly. If it tastes awful,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter that you monitor the oven temperature perfectly.
Right. And that distinction is exactly why this framework exists on a national scale. I mean, M&E establishes an evidence base so you can draw actual causal links between policy choices, resource allocation, and community impact.
Wow. Okay.
Because, you know, you can have a perfectly monitored program that successfully delivers, say, 1,000 textbooks. But if an evaluation shows literacy rates haven't budged at all, well, you are just efficiently missing the target.
You're just hitting the metric, but missing the point entirely. But, okay, evaluating that cake, seeing if it's edible, that requires actual data. And if a national government is heavily decentralized across, like, local and provincial spheres, how do they gather trustworthy evidence?
Well, the document solves this by defining three interconnected data terrains.
Three terrains.
Yeah. First, you have program performance information, which is just the daily operational data. Then second, you have social, economic, and demographic statistics. So that is your broader census and survey data.
Okay.
And third are structured evaluations. Those are deep, periodic assessments.
But wait. Three massive data terrains spanning local, provincial, and national levels? I mean, that sounds like a recipe for a total bureaucratic nightmare.
It does sound like a lot.
Doesn't a system like that just generate endless reports about reports? Like, everybody's just drowning in paperwork.
Well, it would if they were siloed. But the framework is specifically designed to prevent that fragmentation through interoperability.
Interoperability, so getting them to actually talk to each other.
Exactly. By establishing common statistical standards, a metric like, you know, job created means the exact same thing in a rural municipality as it does in the capital. And these terrains have to interact to actually prove causality.
How so? How do you actually combine those three terrains to prove a policy worked?
Let's say you want to evaluate a school nutrition program. You take the program performance data, right? Like, how many meals were served daily?
Right, the daily tracking.
Yeah, and you cross-reference that with the statistical data, so the district's broader health and demographic trends. Then you conduct a structured evaluation to analyze both data sets.
Oh, I see. To see if the meals actually caused the improvement.
Exactly. You look to see if those specific meals caused an improvement in student health and attendance. The combination is what proves the mechanism.
That is brilliant. But perfectly interoperable data is completely useless if managers are just terrified of what that data is going to show, right?
Oh, totally. And the document actually warns about this. It warns about the danger of informal organizational culture.
It's like stepping on a bathroom scale, but closing your eyes so you don't have to see the number.
That is exactly it. The behavioral economics of bureaucracy is really the hidden hurdle here. I mean, if a department's management culture is defensive, or if leaders immediately punish staff when data reveals poor results, well, the entire system collapses into superficial compliance.
Right, people will just manipulate the dashboard.
Yeah, they just tick the checklist to ensure all the metrics look green to avoid getting fired.
Man, that is literally the equivalent of taping over the check engine light on your car dashboard. Like, yes, you complied with the reporting structure, but you are absolutely guaranteeing a breakdown later down the road.
And hiding those failures actively subverts the core purpose of the government. The framework explicitly demands that M&E be rights-based and developmentally oriented.
Meaning what, exactly?
Meaning it has to prioritize the poorest and most marginalized communities. So when leaders suppress data that shows a program is failing, they aren't just protecting their own egos.
Right.
They're actively depriving vulnerable people of services that desperately need course correction.
That is such a crucial point. So I guess the core takeaway for you listening is that true monitoring and evaluation isn't just about auditing receipts or policing government workers.
Definitely not. It is a vital, living feedback loop. It's the mechanism that forces a massive system to face reality and prove its real-world impact.
It proves that good intentions and massive budgets are just not enough without the courage to measure the actual outcomes.
Yeah, well said.
So it really begs a crucial question for you to consider. If an entire nation requires a rigorous, structured system to separate doing things right from doing the right things, how might you apply this exact M&E framework to measure the true impact of your own personal life goals? Are you actually evaluating your outcomes, or you're just monitoring your inputs? Something to think about. See you next time.